Namaste, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome to the Excellent Spotlight, a true blue global regulatory expert with excellent project management skills, Ms. Lori Pettit. Lori, welcome to your Excellent Spotlight, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Sure, I'm looking forward to this. Lori is a highly respected member of the RQM Plus team. She has held various global regulatory roles across multiple medical device companies. I should say device companies, not just medical device companies. And she truly fits the bill of a global regulatory expert. For those starting in the regulatory and or clinical space, I'm sure there's much to learn from her career trajectory and the stories that she may like to share. So let's get right to it. Lori, okay. What are your educational and work experience-based backgrounds or the span of the same that have allowed you to be successful in your career thus far?
Okay, so wow, we're going way back. I hold a bachelor's in biology from the University of Wisconsin Parkside, which is a smaller branch of the UW system, with a concentration in molecular biology. My intention was to go into research when I had my young dreams, and that just didn't really go anywhere. So I started out right after school in a lab at a company in the northern Chicago suburbs, and did that for a little bit, diagnostic work. Then I actually, after a short stint, I left and went into, started my own business. I had a retail business when my kids were young. So that's where I really started to have this kind of inclination towards a more business type focus. And I did that for 11 years, then went back into industry. And this is where the really varied past comes into play, right? So when I went back, I actually started back in transportation and logistics, which is another regulated field, but very different than the medical device, right? So I did that for a while, then moved back into the more close, a little closer to the medical device industry, and I got back into quality. And then from there, I moved into regulatory. I don't think any, back then, nobody really went into regulatory intentionally.
Right.
So it was just something that we all kind of fell into it out of need. And I was working for a small company, which I think is a huge advantage in that you have exposure to so many different aspects of the business, right? You talk to engineers, and you talk to packaging people and sterility and people on the line, people slapping labels on boxes, everything. You see all of it, right? And that's where my move into regulatory started. We had a need to expand the regulatory department. I expressed some interest. I'd been doing complaints for a while. So I moved into doing, I went straight into EU regulatory for a class 3 aesthetics product. So that's really where I cut my teeth on regulatory. And then from there, I went to a series of much larger organizations, again, in the North Chicago suburbs. And and that's really where I started the more global part of my role, which was, you know, picking up some experience in South America, in Asia. And I did very little in the FDA realm at that point. It was really just very much international focused. I worked on combination products. I worked on respiratory products, heart monitors, variety of different devices, just kind of gaining all of that experience. And then anyone who's currently in regulatory knows you kind of fill the role of a project manager as you're doing these submissions, right? You're the one ultimately responsible for gathering all of this information, holding everybody to timelines. So the move to the PM space kind of was another just natural progression, really. And at the time when I did that, and that change was within when we were R&Q, before we were RQM Plus. So this is going back, way back. And we didn't necessarily have PMs with a regulatory focus. So, and we found that that was something that our clients were looking for. So I moved into that space. And then after that, I've moved into what we call a portfolio owner which is much more business focused. So I am, rather than being technical so much, I'm more focused on working with the client directly and understanding their needs, putting teams in place, putting resources in place that help them meet their goals. So that's kind of how my path has worked. None of it has necessarily been focused and intentional. It's all just been more of a progression of what is needed and where the gaps have been. And I've kind of filled those gaps. So that's that piece of it.
Which absolutely screams adaptability to me, among a host of other very important qualities.
Right.
So Lori, multiple companies, multiple roles. What aspects of all these roles came easily to you? And what did you have to work hard to attain, retain, and eventually master?
I think what came easy was learning the regulations, because it's very much they're all there, right? And for the most part, they're pretty easy to follow. I found, right? There's definitely some gray area. I feel more in medical device than in pharma. I had some limited experience in pharma, and I found that those regulatory components were much more defined and stringent. May not be the case anymore. I haven't worked in pharma in a while, but I really felt that was the easy part, was understanding the regs. What came a little bit more difficult was application of the regs and being able to...
You're not the only one there.
Right? To be able to communicate the need for that regulatory piece when you're doing NPD or manufacturing changes, and helping other people in the organization understand why it's critical that they pull regulatory in earlier rather than later when they're making changes, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the hardest part for me was to get other parts of the organization to understand how important regulatory is and how it can make the process so much smoother if regulatory is involved in the beginning. So I found that was a hard kind of behavior adjustment for in larger teams and in larger companies. So I found that things were very siloed. So that was, I think, the most difficult part in all of these companies. Not so much in the small one, because everyone was a little bit more connected. Right. But definitely when you get into larger organizations, and it's much more, like I said, siloed, and everyone kind of has their own function. So.
Got it. Yeah. Lori, what are some examples of achievements that spur you on to do better? Right, that you remain excited about on a daily basis?
Well, I think it's the wins of the team. That's what keep you motivated, right? And and also in the industry that we're in, working, you know, in the consultant world and working with clients and really seeing the success of the client is that, you know, we're getting them over the finish line. Or in the case of EU MDR, when that kicked off, right, we were doing a lot of gap assessments, helping our clients understand what they needed to do, and how we can facilitate that. And when we see those wins, I think that's what motivates me. You know, when you're on a call and they're like, "Hey, we got this approval finally, right? We've gone through 3 rounds of questions, and you know, we've got the cert today, and we're good to go, and now we can market." And those are the wins. Right. And especially, you know, when we're working with teams, when we've got a team within the client and we see that interaction and how we're helping them and then ultimately helping the patient. Right. I think those are the wins, when we can get a good quality product on the market that's going to help people. That's the motivation.
That's great. That's great. Lori, you've been on the regulatory horizon for multiple companies over time, right? And I'm sure there are aspects of the regulatory world that are irksome. So let me say, let me think of it. What are aspects of the reg world that you appreciate, and what are aspects that you would want to banish if you had a magic wand?
If I could banish them? Banish them. I think this may be slightly cynical. I don't, I definitely see a need for regulatory, right? I mean, the reasons behind EU MDR and why that was changed from a directive to a regulation, right? And the issues that we were seeing in the industry when that happened. So there's definitely a need for regulatory. So I wouldn't abandon regulatory completely, right? Good. But, and you know, I think there's definitely a need for that piece so that we don't have things kind of run amok, you know? So, right. So I appreciate that it's there. I think if I could banish anything, it would be not even necessarily on the industry, the manufacturer side, it would be for the notified bodies to be able to kind of keep their head above water and keep the momentum going. You know, I think we've seen that with so many notified bodies and regulatory bodies that they are incredibly overwhelmed. And then, you know, we do the EU MDR approvals, and then right on the heels of that is the next yearly, you know, review and any submissions that get submitted with that. So I think I would ultimately love to see the burden on the notified bodies be lessened a little bit, whether it's by additional resources or different processes or different requirements for them. I think it's an important partnership between the manufacturer and the regulatory bodies. And I just, I feel for them, you know, they have a really arduous job, and they are, you know, they're doing their best, but it's frustrating on the industry side that, you know, that they have such long timelines, and it's harder to get products to market. But warranted in that we want safe products on the market. So, not necessarily anything I would banish completely. I would just like to make it easier on both sides.
That's a fair wish. And arduous from a notified body perspective was a great choice of word, just having been on the other side.
I think it's anybody who chooses to work for a notified body, they have to be a strong person. Right. I mean, I think they have to be walking in knowing what the workload is like and what the burden that they carry, saying, yes,
you can. I mean, even from a job dynamics perspective, in terms of the number of hoops that they have to jump through internally on a daily basis, it is tough. And coupled with all of that, the amount of pressure that you're under, not for the faint-hearted. Lori, thank you so much for all those insights. It's been a pleasure and an honor to hear about what makes you successful in a highly nuanced and often convoluted regulatory world. Okay. Thank you for sharing your experience and your expertise. Sure. And last but not the least, my best wishes for all the success and learnings that is to follow. Thank you, Lori.
Same to you, Jay. It was very nice to speak with you today.
Pleasure.